were learning last time, the Chus Chivega 79 Hey talks about, and we said yesterday, Pashas Pinchas, the Pasuk says, Lechein Emma, Hinin Yisrael is B.C. Shalom. The Gemara says, the Kedushin, the Samachavam Bebei, is that the word Shalom, and this word, the Vav, is written special. The Vav is a Vav Ketiyah, the Gemara calls it. Vav Ketiyahi. It's a cut Vav. So the Chivega was going through the three different studs what the Tzura of the Vav is. The first thought was, he brings down from the Otoya, that's a Kadmoin on Hilchos Safras, and it seems the Nasif Yitoya were done that way. What the way the Vav was made was, when the Sefer wrote the word Shalom, he would write the Shin, the Lama, the Vav, and if they finished the Vav, he would cut the Vav. He would scratch off some of the ink, and the Otoya says, the Hefzik, the scratch, would be on top. So it would look like a Yud, the Kiddush, that it looks really like a nice Yud, with a space, and then he would continue the Vav underneath that. Then the Kirig brings another tzad, and he wants to say maybe that's Pshan with Vav. Also again, that there's a cut in the Vav, but the cut is on the bottom. So you would make a small Vav, it would have to be look like already a Vav, a small Vav, then the space, and then it will continue the Vav. And the third shot of Kirig brings down from his Medaikin, the Ben Bechai calls the Vav Ketir, the Loshen Vav Zeira, a small Vav. So Kirig's Medaikin, the Ben Bechai, there's no cut, it's not a cut at all, it's just a small Vav. It's a small love, so that's three sheets. That's the three cells we have to make the... And that's what we're learning this week. Kvega doesn't know of that he feels the best way to do it is the second way we said, that to make a small bob, and make a bob, and then make the cut on the bottom part. So it comes out to be a small bob with a space, and then continue the bob.
Wouldn't it look like a yud?
No, so it's not. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like the Yotera. There should be a yud. Make it look like a small bob on top. And if you look at now Sefer Torah today, they seem to all be done like the Kivega. If you look, if you're in Pashas Pinchas, you had a chance last week to see it on Monday and Thursday on Shabbos. If you were a little close, you would see, yes, look a little close, but you would see that bob has a little cut in it. And they all do it like the Kivega, that the cut is not on the top part, the cut is on the bottom. And the reason why the Kivega says to do it this way, with like a small valve, make the cut on the bottom, not on the top like the Yotayr, it seems in terms of the Kivega, most of the Yotayr, the way the Kivega makes it sound, was done like the Yotayr. The cut was done on top. Even some of the mushrooms say they printed with the cut on top, so it looks like a yud. And then the space, the Kivega's reason is, he says, because there's a safer from another Kadmai, the Bati Kahuna, that brings down B'Shem the Chochmei Venitzi. The Chochmei Venitzi were Kamat Yishreinim. They were actually after the Beis Yisrof, so it's not more like early Yishreinim, but I think they were considered, they called the Beis Yisrof the Chochmei Venitzi. But I think they were more Kamat Yishreinim. And they have a Merdegar. They ask the Kasha, how come if you look in all the Sifri of Pesach, including the Rambam, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, and all the Pesach of Yishreinim, none of them mention this Halach of Ketiyah? It's a Perishah Gemara that the Vav Shalom Ketiyahi and the Vav seems to do it also. And none of the Rambam doesn't mention it, the Rif doesn't mention it, and they all skip this Gemara. How to make the Vav? Why do they all skip this Halacha? So the Chacham needs to understand like this. They have a Merzik Pshat in the Gemara. Because if you learn the whole Gemara, the whole Shad Gemara, there's some problem in Beis. The Gemara says, Amr of Tappen. But the Kohen was Omer the Makkah Gavim Mizbeach, and Oibi Shuben Grush Ben Chalutza. The Kohen was being Makkah Mizbeach, and he thought it was a Kashra Kohen. And then he found out, if he was Makkah, that he's the Cholom. His father was a Kohen who married a Grusha. A Grusha is Yisurei Kahuna, Pentan Amar Grusha, and the child from that Yisurei Kahuna is the Cholom, and the Cholom was Pasuk Avodah. So Gemara says, Avodah share. This is Avodah's Kasha B'diavet. In other words, the Gemara is saying, this halacha, that a Cholom cannot do Avodah, it's only the Chachila. We tell a Cholom, you're not supposed to do Avodah, but B'diavet, a Cholom did Avodah, it's Kasha. The Marshal of the Yid comes to the Beis Mikdash and he brings a Kamachatas and his Kohen office to take it and he does it. And afterwards he finds that he's a Cholol. You don't tell the Yid the Chatas was possibly after bringing a new carbon. He was Yitzah. Or even if a Cholol did a carbon Talmud, Gans Pais was Yitzah, you don't have to redo it. But the Yevit, Avodah of a Cholol is Kasha. So the Gemara gets Menolan. How do we know that the Avodah of a Cholol is Kasha? So the Gemara is two tirits of them. The first tirit is, I'm going to use a Mishmul, I'm a Kura, but I'm going to use a Mishmul. The Gemara brings down this pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, which really applies to all Kohanim. The Kuna goes to all the children of Aaron and Pinchas, and the Mordashim vein zera kasha vein zera apostle. So the Torah says Eisel loy zera yachar. Really, it's not even zera apostle. The Torah says the cholon cannot do avoda. That means that's only chatchila. But this pasuk of Eisel loy zera yachar is coming to be mabah that the eved and the cholon doesn't avoda this kasha. Then he moves to another pasuk. Avu d'shmul amu mahacha. Be'er Hashem chelei. Kol yodav tesis. Pasuk, famous pasuk. Be'er Hashem chelei. Afilu chun shabay tesis more dashin. Be'er Hashem chelei. Chelei is loshen of chunin. Chunin is loshen of achal. That's how we know that even a avayd of achal was kasha. In fact, the Gemara of Zoy, a Balmum also should be kosher for the Eved. If we're learning out from these psukim, the same way the Torah is machshir with the Eved of Avayla Becholol, that's only Shachim and Chomash, maybe a Balmum is the same thing. A Balmum is only Shachim, but with the Eved, he should not do it. So the Gemara brings down, that's this pasuk. The Torah says, Hoysun, Hini Yesis Bisi Shomloin, Vav Vishom Ktiyahi, the Gemara says, the Vav Vishom Ktiyah, and we read it as if the Vav is not there. And we read it as if the word is shalem. And we dash to kishum shalem below kishu chasa. It's a whole extra pasuk to tell you kishu shalem is kasha below kishu chasa. And I think it's the last week. It's really a whole pasha that a bal mum is possible to do by the pasha zema. And this pasuk is an extra pasuk to tell you that it's even b'di'evet, it's no good. And we said it from the mashar a little bit different pshat in how the joshua works. But the pasha pshat is the word shalem means something else. It means a lashon of peace, whatever. It means a lashon of shalem. But since the vav of shalom is ketiyah, you read it without the vav. Without the vav, it's a whole different word. The word is shalem. And we dash to shalem below kishu chasa. That's when he's that avayda of a balmum is possible because it's not shalem. Now, if you look in Rashi, the chachamim use of moedik shalem in Rashi. Is Rashi? You can learn this gemara like 1,000 times, and it's right through the kashya. You don't see it until you see the kivega brings it down from the chachamim in Itzia. Rashi says when the gemara is a kashya. Just like the Torah was machshir, just like the Gemara was saying that the Yevet Achol was kasha, a Balmum also. Why isn't a Balmum also kasha with the Yevet? So Rashi's question is, Menolah the machshirin in Leib, how do we know that we're not machshir, a Balmum also, and a haikra, the Vaisalun and Zariachra, from this pasuk, the Vaisalun and Zariachra? So, in fact, the Chapman Venetia, why does Rashi yet say that the Gemara's kasha is only according to the Drush Review of the Mishmul? From Vaisalun and Zariachra. The kasha was according to both Tirutzim. We had two psukim. Either voice knowing the Zayachar or from Be'er Hashem Chelei. So actually, when you learn the Gemara, the Kashmir was however you're learning to be Ma'avavam Chom, or be Ma'avavam also. But if you're Medaik and Rashi, it's Medaik and Rashi, Rashi says, Menolon, the Lemach Shuin and Ba'amum, Mahai Kur, the voice knowing the Zayachar. Rashi's Medaik, he says, the whole Kashmir is only going to be the Mishmol. So Chacham Vinitzi say very good. They say that Rashi is Bemis Meduyek. The whole Kasha only was according to Abiyud and Mishmol from this pasuk. Because if the drush is Vahoysen and Zayachra, Bain Zer Kasha, Bain Zer Apostle, that's the Gemara, so Bamum is also Zer Apostle. A Bamum also should be Kasha B'di'evit. But if the drush is from Baruch Hashem Chelei, Baruch Hashem Chelei is a drush of Afinu Chun Shabbai, which we dash in to mean even Chalolim. That whole pasuk is only on Chalolim. There was no Havimina that a Bamum should be Kasha. Is a man of Chacham Vinitzi wants to say this whole Gemara is teretz. If the whole reason why a Bachol was kasher is because of Be'er Hashem Chelei, the Gemara never would have asked, or maybe a Balmum also, and the Gemara would not need a teretz of Akdi. The whole kasher was only according to Yehuda Mishmul that said that the drush was from Bahoisim Lein Zayachra, and according to Yehuda, so a Bizarre, you're going to be a Balmum also kasher, and that's what the Gemara is to Be'er Hashem Chelei, and from that we learn out that a Balmum is possible. But this whole teretz is only according to Yehuda Mishmul. You don't need this whole teretz according to Abu Dishmul. Is the main of the Chacham wants to say that according to Abu Dishmul, the tact is not above Ketiyah. Maybe it is above Ketiyah. You don't need above Ketiyah. It's a regular above. And he says that that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam taka brings the pasuk of Abu Dishmul, of Be'er Hashem Chelei. The reason why a cholol avoid this kasha b'di evet is because of Baruch Shem Chelei, right? And why is the Ram pasuk about the Shmuel? He says because the themes of the Gemara in two other places, the Makas like Beis Malala, and Pesachim the Chaim Beis is like about the Shmuel. The Gemara over there just brings this pasuk of Baruch Shem Chelei, doesn't mean the other pasuk. As the main of the Ram pasuk is like about the Shmuel, so the Taka doesn't need a Bokhtiya. Because there is no Bokhtiya. That's the Chachmim Vinitzia. But the Kahuna that this Kavmi that brings down the Chachmim Vinitzia. They ask on the Chachmim Vinitzia, they say, am I said to Deichet to say what he's saying, that was a Mechoykos Amoroi, if there is above Ketiyah at all, you want to say, according to Abu Shmuel, there's no Ketiyah, take it and say it there and look. I mean, how is it about Noyek? Even though we find many Mechoykos like that, but it's always a Deichet to say that there's a Mechoykos of Mais Mechoyim, how all the secretaries are written. So the Vadi Kuhn wants to say a little bit different. Vadi Kuhn wants to say that really everyone holds is above Ketiyah. Everyone holds is above Ketiyah. The machlokes is if this vav ketiyah is ma'akev or not. Because he brings down a great story from the Beit Yosef and a Tshuva. And Tshuva says to some Kabbalah. The Beit Yosef says, "Benegia Moli v'chasta." A lot of words in the Torah can be written Moli v'chasta. The Moshe Shaifstim, the word Shaifstim, could be with above, without above. It's rather than, I think, normally without above. But it could be with above. But when it's with the above, it's Moli. When it's without the above, it's called Chasa. So the Beit Yosef says, the klal is, if there's a drasha from the Moli v'chasta, then it's makif. If there's no drasha from the Moli v'chasta, then it's not makif. And he gives a Moshe, the Moshe says, the Hedge and the Aftalik, the Torah says, by Kamachatas, you should put the Bizarim Gedam, Al Kronei Samizbeach, Akanei Samizbeach, Akanei Samizbeach. It says, Kaneis, 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 three times. The first two are Chasa, Kuf Reish Nun Sof. And the last one is Moli. Mardashvins, it says Kaneis twice Chasa, it says once Moli, that's four times. Kaneis Chasa is one, then Kaneis Chasa is again one, that's two. And then Kaneis Moli is four. So that's, we know you need four Matanais, we do Shtaim Shinabah, but that's how you know you need four Matanais. The Vesis doesn't say, but the other famous drush is Besukis, Besukis, Besukis. The famous Gemara says, Sukis in the Torah is written twice Chasa, Samach Kufsah, without the Vav, and once it's written Moli. So we dash from there, you need four the Fanais. You need Shtan, Shtan, Chasa, and Vashish, the thing with that. Oh, well, it's Chalagufi, I think, right? Right, it was Chalagufi. So you have really four times Sukis. So Sukis is Chasa. And then again, you have Sukkot Sechas, that's two, and then Sukkot Smoli, that's four. But we take out one Lagufe, which is for the Tzach Lechayah, one is Lagufe for the Tzach. So you have like three, so you have three, and the Halakha Shifteen says the third one is even Shusavim Teva. But anything which has a drasha from the Moli Bechasta, that's Ma'akis of the Vesesa. But if it doesn't have a drasha, it's not Ma'akis. There's a male of what the Kuna wants to say here also. The Vav Ketiyah, this would be Nafkamina, according to Yehuda Mishmuel, the Vav Ketiyah has a drasha. Because according to Yehuda Mishmuel, that we know about Acholos, Avoidus, Kasha B'Dievet, from Vahis Noizari Acharav, the Gemara Nakasha, so Obam Mum should also be Kasha B'Dievet, the Gemara had to have a drasha from the Vav Ketiyah to tell you to dash in the Kishushon, Vav Kishukhasa. It's mainly according to Yehuda Mishmuel, the Vav Ketiyah would be Ma'akif. But according to Buddha Shmuel, they also use Vav Ketiyah because that's the meaning of Seifim. But the Vav Ketiyah is not Ma'akim. It's not Ma'akim because there's no drasha from it. Because according to Buddha Shmuel, the reason we know that a Cholon was kosher is from Be'ech Shem Chelei, and that was all, that only told you Cholon. There's no Havamina Ba'am Mushri Kosher. Mainly, you don't need a drasha, God did enough to mean it. There's a Mainla, the Kivegan wants to say that, and the Mainla says that's from the Rambam. The Rambam will hold that the Zichu was Vav Ketiyah. But since Ram passes like Buddha Shmuel, that there's no drasha, it's just a little bit of a noise. This will be bechlal what the Ram says in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Peg Zayin and Lacha Ches. Yizoyev oistis ketanis v'gedolos. Ram doesn't specify. He says throughout the Torah, there's certain oistis. The famous one is Vayikra, the Aleph of Vayikra, Moshe Ben Zanivis, the Aleph of Small. Ram doesn't specify. Just as a klal, be careful and do the Messiah of ketanis v'gedolos. And Ram does say if there's any on the mitzvah only equal. It's a mitzvah even though it's not ma'akiv. So the Rambam, when he gave that klal, the Seferim know the Messiah, he doesn't specify what it is, he's including the Vav Ketiyah. And the reason is because this Vav Ketiyah is not Ma'akev, so it's included in the Rambam. That's the Bodhi Kuna Starek. As a man of the Kriyega wants to say, that's why he feels it's better not to do like the Otter. Because in case the Otter is wrong, and the ice is, the Hefsek is not on top, according to the Otter, it came out as like a little Yud, and then a space, and then you continue. If the Otter is wrong, and you made a Yud, it's supposed to be above, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. But the other way, in case the Otter is right, and you do it the other way, and you make the Hefstick on the bottom, and you make like a Vav with a space, you tack and not create according to the Otter, but it's not Ma'akiv. The way the Kiveg is bringing down that the whole Vav T is not Ma'akiv. So the only thing you're missing, if you don't do like the Otter is, you don't have a Vav Ketiyah, you don't have a proper Vav Ketiyah. So Kiveg says, you don't have a proper Ketiyah, we pass in like the Rambam, that's not Ma'akiv. The way the Vav Ketiyah is explaining. But if you do it like your Torah, and it's really the right way to do it the other way, the whole Sefer Torah is possible, because you made a Yud, instead of a Vav.
Is there anything else worse than having a Chasa altogether?
This would just be missing the Maila of the Vav Ketiyah. Mine of Ktiya. It's really a chiddush. Kuntar Torah, like that's the mystery that this is called Avav Ktiya. If you look at it, that's not a problem. It looks like a yud, because that's what Avav Ktiya is. It looks like a yud. What?
It doesn't look like a yud. It has a bottom part. Why?
Yeah, because the bottom part is always like a little extra ink, really. I mean, if it wouldn't be for the mystery and that this is what this is a special oys of Ktiya, that it would be a yud with some ink on the bottom. With some ink on it, that's what it would be. If you did what?
Someplace you had
to
use, you did that.
Yeah, would it be possible?
Yeah, just being like a fiddler. If you went to any other ice and you had a little, you had a space and you put some ink on the, it wouldn't take away from the ice. It's just, it's on his, it's a spot and save it there.
Why is it called Vav Ketiyah?
Oh, that's what my sister said. It's a Vav Ketiyah because it was written as a Vav and you made a split in it. It's called the Vokti according to the Atayra. But if you don't hold like the Atayra, then what you did was a yud.
I understand, it's not like every other. It's
a yud.
If you have the hefsekin.
Right.
And the kashrut is able to be made.
The kashrut would say, this is a yud with the space on it, with some ink underneath.
According
to
the Atayra, it's a yud.
There's a clear hefsek. There's a clear hefsek.
You say it's above the cut. What would you say on a chef? What
is it? It's a yud or above?
No, this is supposed to be a vav.
If you hold the cup on top, then it's a
yud. If you hold the cup on top, then it's a vav ktiya. Then you made what it's supposed to be. It's a new ois. It's a weird ois. Vav ktiya. Vav ktiya. That's what a vav ktiya is. And maybe kids will be learning this. You know, like that's a vav ktiya. Teach them. They say that looks like a vav ktiya. But if the pshat is not like the other, it's supposed to be for sure. If it's supposed to be stam a small vav like a vein b'chai. Then for sure this is no good. You made a...
It's not a question that when you look at the ice, it looks like a bubble.
Hmm?
I mean, all this is doing that. It looks like a bubble with a cup.
But if the cup's on top, the mice would see
it. Yeah, but it looks like a bubble with a cup.
This is what the Kiyaga says. This is his reason why you better do on the bottom. But if bubble to be ma'akib, then already you can't go say which is better, which is not. You know, maybe that was the point that I said. That's what Avkati is. But since we're saying we're coming out with social criteria that we're passing like a rule of the Shmuel, and then Vokti is not ma'akif, this is better do it on the bottom, because the worst is you're missing a Vokatiya. And that's not ma'akif. But if you do it on top, and you really demonstrate the other Shita, you did a Yud, and it's if that's possible. That's Kiyaga. The Avi Ezri, the Blazer Shach, and Madhu Zisa, the example of Sefer Allah Hidal, if he is the Kasha on the whole Kiyaga, the whole Batikun, and the whole Chaim Benitzia, why are they comparing this whole Indian of Ketiyah to this base Yosef for the Gei Moly Bechasa? He says, first of all, you have to understand the whole base Yosef. The base Yosef is saying that a Moly Bechasa that has a Joshua, that's Makiv. But a Moly Joshua doesn't have a Joshua, is not Makiv. What's the chilek if there's a Joshua or not? I mean, if a Moly Bechasa is Makiv, it should always be Makiv. If a Moly Bechasa for some reason is not Makiv, it should never be Makiv. What's the difference if there's a Joshua or not? So Shach says, if you look in the Beis Yosef, and it's a little bit of a kisser, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it seems he explains the reason is. The reason is, the Beis Yosef says, because Be'emes Tigmor says in Kedushin, the Flam and Amon Aleph, that Einon Bekiyim Bechseyus Yisayus. That today someone got lost, and we're not really Bekiyim Bechseyus Yisayus. And that's why every Sefer Torah could be mistakes. A lot of times when there's a Vav, there wasn't supposed to be a Vav. A lot of times words that don't have a Vav, are supposed to have a Vav, we're not Bucky in Malayas Bechseyus, when to write the word with the Vav and not. But the Beis Yosef says, well, when there's a drasha, then we do know. Wherever there's a drasha from the Moly Bechasa, then we know there's supposed to be, whether it's supposed to be a vav or not. Moshav kanes, we know that the first two are chasa and the last one is Moly had the vav. By sukkas, we know that twice it's chasa and the third time it's Moly. So there we know that's why it's ma'akif. Is a meila tainer shach. It's not because of the joshua, it's because since it's a joshua, that's why we know. Is a meila effect of shach. This is vavketiyah, even if it's not ma'akiv, but we know this is supposed to be vavketiyah. We know the other mandom says vavketiyah, so even if the coin of Rudi Shmuel's not ma'akiv, and especially about the kunin learned that he still do vavketiyah, he just thinks not ma'akiv, but here you know, and when you do know, it is ma'akiv. And then he's slugging up, it's a tell me what he's slugging the whole kivega, the whole about the kunin. They're comparing it that if there's a drasha from the Ketiyah, then it's ma'akiv. There's no drasha, it's not ma'akiv. That's the whole shit of the day. But Fekhtar Shach, you have to know the reason why it's ma'akiv when there's drasha. The reason why it's ma'akiv when there's drasha is because then we know the viru that it's supposed to be Moly Bechasa. That's what's ma'akiv over here also.
Is Yosef the only one that says this?
This cloud, yeah, this cloud comes from this. Shuvah's Beis Yosef, yes, this comes from Shuvah's Beis Yosef. That's all they bring in, no one else. They're basing on that. Aber das ist einfach die Bleistörche, und das kann man sich nicht
what?
That
not knowing it becomes possible, it doesn't become
possible. Because
you're
so sick,
you don't know.
Ah,
it's not possible,
it's
not
sick.
You don't know, you don't know. So why is it
possible?
This is good. This is good. Let me say this one.
I want to
say something.
What? Mister, the one is the problem that I said with the missing voice. God later became so. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that it becomes good?
Oh, so you get that. So I'm thinking also, the same Akusha, the same for the Kirega who brings down the Batikuna, the same for the Batikuna and the Kirega, and the Chacham Yunziyah, thing like this. So no, the Rebellion is asking. This whole Gemara Kedushin you have to understand. The Gemara Kedushin is saying, we're not talking Bechtesi is theirs. So what does that mean? That means that it's possible that all our Sipi Torah are possible? I mean, there's a chance that we happen to get it right, but we're not Baki, and it could be possible, and every Sipi Torah in the belt is possible. Is that possible? So in the Chari, you have to say, the Teretz says the Taka was lost, and we don't know. And every Sefer Torah, Taka is a topic if it's the Kashrut Sefer Torah or not. Because the MS, Kamat, every din of a Sefer Torah is only the Rabbana, if you think about it. That's a Mechesta from the Sefer Torah's Beraisa. But what do we need a Sefer Torah for? First of all, Kriyas Torah, Kriyas Torah for sure is the Rabbana. Tachan of Moshe Rabbein, Tachan Leir, Tachan of Kriyas Torah for sure is the Rabbana. Pashas Zoch and Pashas Torah, which Eshem is the Beraisa, we once spoke about this. Some may hold that from the Sefer Torah is also the Raisa, but the Pashas is leaning from the Sefer Torah is only the Bonon. So you have to remember, this is the Raisa, you don't have to lean from the Sefer Torah. That's the only the Bonon. I'm making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. If you know for sure the Sefer Torah is possible, the bracha will be a bracha of Atala. You're not going to make a bracha on it. But I had to make a bracha on the Sefer Torah if it's a topic of discussion or not. The should be stopped with the bracha for alcohol. So, how do we make a bracha on it? The Teretz says you have to say that's because I'm a sakin. The Ma'ase Bichas Teretz is a takan of Rabbanon. If it's a bracha of a tolo, it's an isteraisa. But the etzem bracha is a takan of Rabbanon. And Rabbanon is a sakin that this is what we have today. We try our best. I mean, the best we have is this Sefer Torah. This is what we should make a bracha on. And maybe it's not a bracha of a tolo because we're doing the takan of Rabbanon. Another nafkamin of Sefer Torah is the din of Shvu deraisa. We know it's been the key to Chayfet. It's more in Kedushin, Achafei, the Ram brings down, and Pegid Achach, Shvu, Slafi, Gimel. When you make a Shvu deraisa, a person has to hold in the times of Amol, they used to make Shvu deraisa, and with the mixes, all these other Shvu, Shvu, Shemim, they would have to hold the Sefer Torah. But Pashtis, that's also with Rabbanon. The Shvu is deraisa, but in the key to Chayfet, we see it in the Torah, by Avimbin, only Ezev and Avram. That he held the bar mitzvah in his hand, but Pashas is only Durbanon, only in Durbanon to hold the Sefer Torah. So the Teretz is, all our Sefer Torah is Taka will be a topic if they're kosher or not, and for all these in Yanam Durbanon, that's what you use. The Mesnak is to use our Sefer Torah. The only real.
You
say what?
What?
Malam
Bekoshes.
Malam
Bekoshes.
Well, those dresses were made for when they had a body sefer Torah. Nachari, yeah, you remind me of Kershon Owen, because you have a vaday. Well, the moment when I passed the no, but in the tefillin and in the mezuzahs are also topic. The moment you passed it, that was the
passion.
You always have
moment
you passed. There are, but the real nafkamin nachari be for the mitzvah to be sefer Torah. When you write, the friends talk about this. When you write it, the kind of mitzvahs they've been learning today, everyone's only using masotik because midaraita. Maybe the zichah mekayim mitzvah d'rabbanan. But in the case that they've been taka was wrong, it's missing an oath. If it's possible, there's no mitzvahs. The belt makes a lot of money and a lot of kriyas and makes the ganze suda by mitzvahs they've been. And it's pelin v'gazach. In chayra, every sefer Torah is a suffix if you really mekayim the mitzvah d'rabbanan or not. The suffix maybe yes, maybe not, and Sikhi Makai Mr. the Bonham. I'm Smama Kermisan to speak about that Shaila is the Shari Chuva printed in Shukhana Harachaim Simatov Kafayan Test of Kam Aleph. The Chsam Sefer is a Chuva about that also, how we became the midst of Sikhi Sefer Torah today, if all our Sefer Torah are a suffix. Only because it's in Harachaim, Chengalam, Simonim Beis. And Ramosha is a Chuva, so when Sami speaks about those other Yan also, it's in the Gusmosha, Harachaim, Chengalam, Simakus Samach Gimon, Kusamach Aleph. But Akoponim, you could say this is what Mekivega means also. That today, since we have already a suffix what the Vavkati is, that suffix of how to make Vavkati is no different than the suffix of Mone Bechosa, which the Gemara says, Nachar is saying, where we're learning that you make a Sefer Torah, you try your best, and the same thing, you try your best in Malay Bechassi, you try your best with the Mega Cheshbon, what to do with the Vav Ketiyah, and it's Takasotik, the same Tayyus Kashan now. It's no different than Malay Bechassi, that's the Tayyus of Shach Sasha.
So
it says, the reason it's telling Drushes, that we know. And when we know, that's Ma'ak.
But you don't know what's above Ketiyah.
Yeah, that's the thing. So Shach, yes, above Ketiyah, we also know that it's supposed to be there. He understood it to me.
It's not to be an afternoon. You know that it has to be above Ketiyah, but above Ma'ak. And you don't know what's above Ketiyah, but above Ma'ak.
That's my theory. That's my theory. You're my theory so good. You don't need the cash anymore. But the time he has to, you know, Shach is the cash, he understood that.
But he wants to say it's totally in the machlokes of whether there's a drosha.
No, that Kvega says that. The Batikuna says that.
Right.
That should be totally drosha. There's no drosha, but you know that there was a Valkatiya for sure, because the other mandama has a drosha. He says, Beisaisit says, not because there's a drasha, Beisaisit says, because when there's a drasha, then we have a Messiah. Then we know what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Is the main effect
of Shabbat? So there's a drasha, you don't know. If you're right, and if you don't have a drasha, you don't know what it's about. It's not totally anymore the drasha.
Right, but that.
So
that
why is it great? How are you answering the
question? Because I'm answering that now that we have a suffix, what the Vokatiya should be, is so different than our suffix of Molly Bechasa. Which we are explaining that really in our army. The Sefer Torah is a suffix of his kasher or not, then that's the way we live. We live with Sefer Torah, that's a suffix of his kasher or not. Okay, think about it. The other way to learn this Gemara Kedushin that why for not became Malayas of Sevis, what's Peshat and Allah Sefer Torah? Another way to learn is maybe the Gemara is saying something in Faket, that Molly Bechos is not Ma'akiv Bechal, it's never Ma'akiv. Because since the word could be read the same with the vav, without the vav, kanais and sukkais, so it's read the same with the vav, without the vav, and every word, shaifim, for example, we said, the vav is not ma'akiv, you don't need it, and since it doesn't affect the kri, it's the same, if it's a chaylim, it's just a nakuda, or it's chasso, or it's moly, read with the vav, it doesn't make a difference, it's not ma'akiv at all. And if I can't, this base yosef that says that where there's a drush, it is ma'akiv, that maybe is only the rabbanon. With the Bonham, we try to do the Malay Sukhsevs properly. And that's what they say. Saying. If you're able to, then with the Bonham, it's Ma'akib. With the Ma'akib. But if I can't, but it's not Ma'akib. It's mainly the same thing. That's what Craig is saying over here also. That's what Craig is saying. By Bav Ketiyah, will be the same thing like Malay Bechaz. It doesn't really affect the Kree of how to read the word. It's the mainly what Craig is saying. If you write it, if you're missing a Bav Ketiyah, it's not Ma'akib. It's no different than Malay Sukhsevs. It's not Ma'akib Midaraita. But if you wrote the Vav Ketiyah wrong, if the Torah is not correct, and you made it into a nice yud, that would be Makiv. That's from Kivega. So it comes up with that we're having a chayav bichakir in what the Gemara is saying in Kedushin of Lamed, that not only Baki and Bechses Yisayus. Our first shot was that in Chamami, every Sefer Torah is a Sopik puzzle. It's a Sopik Kasha, and that's the best we could do. And that's what all the Chayim even speak about, that how you Mekayim in the midst of the Sefer Torah there, I thought. It's really a suffix of his kasha, and most dinim are only rabbanon. Chazal masakin, all these dinim rabbanon on our sefer Torah, the best we could do. And the other way that the Gemara we want to say is that faket, the Gemara is saying, anan lebekiyim b'chseis yisayis means that moly b'chas is b'chal not makif midiraisa. It's never makif. Since the word is read the same both ways, it's not makif. So upon them, however you learn, Kireg is coming out that the best way to make a sefer Torah is with the make the vav and then make the slit on the bottom part. So it should at least be a vav on top. Don't make it like the Atayra that it was a yud on top, because that might be puzzle. There might be puzzle about it. But then the Kriya wants to be mamlets on the veld, and this time at least he's still like the Atayra. He says anyone that has a Atayra like the Atayra with the yud on top, and they're going to start to get worried that Lachayra, if the sheet is, the other sheet is correct, the Atayra was puzzle. Craig wants to say, there's one thing that they could feel that they weren't making brachas on Apostle Sefer Torah all these years, based on a Bach. There's a big chiddush in the Bach in the Chassidim and Simon Amabeid. The Bach brings down one sheet that the Beis Yosef of Shem Demiri says, the big chiddush, that every ice with a hefsek in it that ruins the two of the ice, so like the Bach, if the hefsek was Mikara, if the ice was never written kosher, that's possible. But if the ice was written kosher, and then the hefsek happened afterwards, it remains kosher. some other Kiddush. Since the ice is in kosher in the beginning, and then it got a little break in it, which ruined the two of the ice, it remains kosher.
But yeah,
it's kosher. The man wants to say, all these Vakatiyas, even according to the Torah, the way the Sefer Meduah is, they didn't make a little yud of space and then continue. They make a complete yud. They write Shin, Lamed, Vav, and then they would scratch it off afterwards. So the man, according to the Bach, would be kosher anyway. So he says, the mice, they shouldn't do it that way, but they should feel so bad. The people that had it, and maybe they should fix it, but that's the. But the mice, but according to the Bach. Now, this creates a little Kiddush to me, because when I know the Bach before, but now that I see this Bach, I would think that maybe the Bach meant this for if the whole Sefer Torah was finished, or the whole clock for the tefillin was finished. If you finished the whole clock for the tefillin, and it was written kosher, and it had a chaloy shem Sefer Torah, chaloy shem tefillin, then a little ink came off, it remains kosher. But if while you're writing, and it was not finished, you just wrote the vav, and it was complete vav, and then it got mustak, it still remains kosher? Like there was a chaloy shem vav?
No,
what's the touch? Yeah. The touch says,
he sees a
book,
he sees it, that's a
book.
But that could be, if it was a
book,
I lost it.
And then, it got,
what's the
touch? It doesn't take away. So you don't need the whole thing to be in there. I'm not going to argue. Kivega Vaisa, it's not like that. Kivega held this Torah. That this Bach goes on the ice itself. You don't have to, it's just a little chiddush. If you learn without Kivega, you learn this Bach, you might think it means you finished the chesed from the tefillin, or the mezuzah, or the sefer Torah, and then something happened and you blight this blight kosher. But no, the kivega is thinking, even before you finished, once you wrote the vav, and it was a kosher vav, then it has to happen, it's kosher. Kivega is more a different shayla, that maybe the bach tefillin is, it has to happen me'elov. This bach kivish is, you made a kosher ice, and then the slit happened me'elov, maybe that remains kosher. But if someone goes with kavana, and a sefer goes with kavana, and he makes the hefstik, that also remains kosher? The king says, maybe you say that, but Kriegis says, ain't near Lechamak with that. He says, he's Ma'uri that, maybe be Mechamak, but not, he doesn't see a Chalik. So maybe he wants to tell anyone that had a Sefer Torah about Torah, even if that's not the way it's supposed to be, it could blight Kosher according to this Bach. But the king does end off not to be Semach on this Bach, Lechatchila, because it is a Das Yochid in a Das Yochid. The Bach is a Das Yochid in a Das Yochid of the way it says it. Okay, it's a little more, but the mice, if you look today, again, if anyone has a chance to look in the Sefer Torah, at the beginning of Pashas Pinchas, you'll see the belt today is not like the Kivega, that the Sefer writes the Yoy Svav, and he makes a little hefsek on the bottom, so it's a little vav on top in the space, and then he continues the Yoy. I saw a mice in Yishlaim Yerkadish a couple of years ago, more than a few years ago, that they found the Sefer Torah that was written, this pasuk, the word shalom was written regular. The Sefer forgot to make a vav katiyah. He just wrote a regular vav. And they told the Sefer to fix it. And at that point, the Sefer didn't want to touch it. He's afraid to touch it because shalom is one of the shemes of Hashem. Like you do with the lav of the Torah, you're not going to be moichik any part of the shem Hashem. And since shalom is one of the shemes of Hashem, you're not going to be moichik, he didn't want to touch it. Every time when they're at Rav Ketiyah, what they do is before they finish the word Shalom, that they make it. They write the Shin, the Lama, the Vav, it's Shalai, there's no Shem Hashem. Then they write the Shin, the Lama, the Vav, then they make the split in it. But he already wrote the Mem. Now already it was a Shem Hashem. He had the name, the Shem Hashem, Shalom. So the whole problem, how do you go back and fix it now? Nobody wanted to touch it. No one's going to take that out from laning. It's a bit the end. But the Kuno wanted to say that. The Mechalikas was just as Mahakva now, right? That's the way you're supposed to, but Maisa, we don't do it that way. We would know you like the Kivega. And he didn't. Okay, Maisa, how do you fix this? But Maisa, so no one had an
answer.
I remember seeing it many years ago. I get to the end of the story. But to be mechik, we once spoke about this about mechik Hashem. We went to mechik Hashem, even part of it, even part of the Hashem.
But that's the way this shalom is written. So that it's not mechik Hashem, because this is the
book. Okay, so I'm telling you, the way every sefer does it is before it's Hashem. Before the Shem, they write the Shin Lam above, and then they make the Machisus. No, it's not Machisus. But he was done already. But let me tell you the Eitzah.
It's a Shem.
Then you can definitely show you. But he's asking that if you do it like the way in Kivega, it's the ball, but it's still Kumachigi. You might be part of this, but you don't touch the Shem Hashem. He told the Sefer, go to the Oishin and eat some dioy, a little ink, and make it longer. Go to the Islamid and eat some dioy, make the lamid longer. And go to the Mem and eat some dioy, make it like a longer Mem. Now you have room by the Vav, leave a little space and eat a little dioy and make the Vav longer. So you have a Vav Ketiyah, you have the whole word is longer, and mainly you can just leave a space. You don't have to be writing anything, just leave a little space. It'll come out, maybe not now from who the thing, you'll say, to admit them all this with Shalom is bigger than all the other words, but that was a Shalom Zaman Zaytzen. I just want to go back with the Shtickel Har, which I thought was partial, but I said this week. The Pinchas was the Zeicha to Kahuna from the Mitzvah of Kanayim Pagan Boy. So I just said Shtickel Har last week that Nechari was also the Tzir, the fact that he was Enochel Ha'anakayim. And I said the reason that seems to me that if Pinchas would have been from a different Mishpachim, let's say from Sheva Ben Yamin, the Ebishter could not give him Kahuna. My reason was because that would be taking away from Aaron. The Ebishter already gave to Aaron a Kohen, the Ganser Kahuna. That 100% of the Avodah would be done only by Aaron Abonov. And 100% of the Matnas Kahuna, all the Truma, all the Chazav Shoy, because Chaim Bakeva, all Matnas were given to his Mishpacha. If you go on the Sada now, you get a new Mishpacha that becomes Gehanim, still like 25% of Truma will be taken away from Aaron and will be given to someone else. 25% of the Avodah will be given to somebody else, and maybe she doesn't take away what he gave already. That was my story. It was nice. I got a lot of comments to me this week. Some people told me also, it's really so posh, you don't have to say it. And other people disagreed. They said, no, they held, no, even if Pinchas would be, I don't know, they didn't like my story, Pinchas would be a different family. Torah says he became a Kohen in the schus of Kanayim Pagan Boy. And I said, if he would have been from a different family, David should have given him a different schar. He couldn't give him the schar of Kahuna because he was taking away from Aaron. Some people agreed with me. They said, also it's because the Enochel of Aaron, but not because of my story. They didn't like my story. I'm not sure why. But Al Kaponim, that's what we wanted to say, that the reason why Pinchas became a Kohen was in Tzchus Tzmei Pagmai, but also because he was the Enoch of Aaron. And that's not taking away from Aaron. Because the Aaron, if you're eating on one more Enoch, it was a din, the way we said, Rashi said, that the only people that were Kohanim were the ones that were Kohanim B'Shas Maisa. And B'Shas, when the Kohanim became Kohanim by the Tzchus Tzmei Pagmai. But Pinchas is not taking away from Aaron. It still remains that he's in Shachar. That's not called taking away. So, but afterwards, I just want to say, Zachav, Rav Matzah Shmogel, he told me over Hashem, Rami Shuas and Lechik, that he cleared a very similar Shaila. He was clearing, is the Kuna of Pinchas a Kuna from himself? The Kuna from the Askme? Or was it the Kuna of Aaron? And he said, I'm already going to have Mina. He says the Nachmina will be by the Nusach of the Bracha that Kohanim today, by Bechus Kohen, the Mashiach Yishanu, the Kedushas Le'Sha'aran. He says the Nachmina will be with Pinchas and his children, would they say this Nusach of the Bracha? If the Kuna of Pinchas is also for the Kuna of Aaron, they would also say this Bracha, the Kedushas Le'Sha'aran. But if the Kuna of Pinchas is the Kuna for itself, nothing to do with Aaron, they would not say this Nusach of the Kedushas Le'Sha'aran. It's not the Gemara, it's the Tishos Hashem. They got the, it's not the Chayy Mevah, that's not the Seif, it's Kishon.
If you would have been from a different Seif,
most people would be from the Tishos Hashem. You said that? Oh, this is what he was saying. And Rav Pishon was going to say, he's not sure if Rav Pishon, let me say this, he's not sure if Rav Pishon said Hashem himself, or Hashem is there to describe, it's not going to describe. But I just want to say one more right, I have to get this. You can mind here in the Kirlan night, Rav David Spitzer, he brought me a murder gereya from the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the key is the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, famous Talmud says, Shleish Shiksarim, it's based on it's a different Lashon than the Gemara, it's based on the Chazal, but the Rambam says, the Rambam's Lashon is, Shleish Shiksarim, Lichti Yisrael, the three Ksarim are Klaiso, so, Keset Torah, Keset Kuna, Keset Malchus. The Rambam says, Keset Malchus is only to base David, and Keset Torah, Kor, Reis, Alito, Yor, Yidol, anyone that wants, go learn, to get Keset Torah. But Keset Kuna, the Rambam says, Keset Kuna is Lashon is, Zohar Bayarin, Shnema, Bahoyis, Tzoloy, Nazari, Akra, Briskun, Tzoylam. So the Zadar Spitzer was Medayek, he says, how could the Rambam bring a pasuk by Pinchas to Aaron? He wants to say, Kesa Aaron, Zocha Bayaran, Shnabah, Hoysu Zoyacha, I'm just going to read, brought a pasuk from Pinchas. If Pinchas happened to be a different kahuna, it could have been even from a different mishpacha, from a different shaman. How could anyone quote that pasuk for Aaron? It's mashmo that it's all one kahuna, that the kahuna of Pinchas.
But that was after the fact. After the fact,
that
Pinchas is already
an
ankle of the Aaron, but it doesn't answer if he wouldn't have been to the
Aaron.
But then
you know that the Ketzer, maybe the whole Rambam, that Ketzer is Zochar
Bayarin,
it's not only
Aaron. It's after the fact, but if he wouldn't have been, it doesn't answer.
Okay.
No, it's not.
His right was more than the fact that he used this pasuk, but I'm thinking of it maybe from the whole Rambam itself, the fact that it should be Ketzer is Zochar Bayarin and Pinchas. I think we can take a break for his manim, and the mission will continue. The next chaburus will be yes. But the next will be after Rosh Chodesh Elul, so Ches Elul will be.